Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today, we're going to talk about shopping online. How many times do you shop online every week? Well, for me, I almost shop online every day. It's very convenient. I don't have to go to a store, you know, like haggling or negotiating with a seller. I just stay at home, use my cell phone, and I get what I want.
在网上购物非常的方便，你不需要去商店跟商家讨价还价，你只需要使用一部手机，在家里面就可以买到你想要的东西。
Okay, now let's listen to our dialogue for the first time.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking for a nice pillow on eBay.
You're shopping for a pillow online? That's absurd.
Why? I don't have to leave the house or browse a dozen stores to find what I'm looking for.This way, I just search for it online, quick and easy.
I see. But how do you pay for it? How do you know you aren't going to be ripped off by the seller?
Well, the website handles a point system where if the seller does something wrong, people comment negatively, and then you know that he or she may not be trustworthy.
Wow, that sounds pretty safe. So how do you pay? Do you need a credit card?
You can use a credit card or your debit card. They also let you use the PayPal system, which is really safe and fast.I have never had any problems with someone hacking my information or anything.
Do you think I can find a sweater for my dog online?
You can find anything. Are you sure you want to start shopping online, though? Once you step into this world, there is no turning back.
Let's do it!
Okay, I'm back. What are you doing? I'm just looking for a nice pillow on eBay.
我正在易趣网上买一个漂亮的枕头。
Look for 表示寻找、找寻。
在这里呢，他说我在易趣网去找一个漂亮的枕头。其实呢，意思就是说我想要在易趣网买一个漂亮的枕头。
Look for 表示寻找、物色。
比如说
，I'm looking for my missing key.
我正在寻找我丢失的钥匙。那这里的 look for 表示寻找、找寻。
What are you looking for?
你在找什么？那在商店呢？商家可能会问你 What are you looking for? 表示哎，你想要看什么呀？你想买什么呀？所以在不同的场景，它的意思呢也是不一样的。
You're shopping for a pillow online. That's absurd.
你在网上买枕头，这真是太荒唐了。
Shop for 表示买什么东西，和上面的 look for 意思是差不多的。You're shopping for a pillow.
你在买一个枕头。
Online
在网上，注意这里的 online 它是一个副词，表示在网上。
That's absurd.
Absurd 形容词表示荒唐的、荒谬的，相当于 ridiculous, 或者更高级的词汇 ludicrous.
What an absurd idea.
这是多么荒唐的想法。
How absurd of you to do that.
你这么做真是太荒唐了。
Okay, this is absurd,
表示荒唐的、荒谬的。下面我们继续看对话。
Why?
为什么这么说呢？
I don't have to leave the house or browse a dozen stores to find what I'm looking for.
我没必要离开家，然后呢去逛几十家商店，就为了买个枕头。
这里 don't have to do something,
表示不必做什么事情。
Leave the house.
离开家
or browse a dozen stores
或者呢去逛很多的商店
browse
表示随意翻阅随意浏览也可以表示在商店里随便看看比如说
browse a few websites
随意浏览一些网页
再比如说 browse a few stores.
随意逛一逛、一些商店。在商店里，服务员呢可能会问你，哎，你想要买什么呀？
What are you looking for?
这是我们刚刚学过的一个短语。这时你可以回答他，
I'm just browsing.
我就是随便看看。
I'm just browsing.
或者你可以说
I'm just looking.
我就是看一看。下面
This way, I just search for it online, quick and fast.
这样的话呢，我只需要在网上搜一下，既快捷又简单。
Search 表示搜索。Search for it. Search for it. Search for
搜索什么东西。
Quick and easy.
Quick 就是快的 ，easy 就是简单的。
I see, but how do you pay for it?
我明白了，可是你要怎么付款呢
？Pay for
表示付什么什么的账，付什么什么的钱。这里 it 就指代上面的 a nice pillow， 就是说呢，哎，你要怎么为这个漂亮的枕头付款呢
？How do you pay for it?
那这个 how 它是表示方式，就是你怎么去付钱，怎么去付款。
How do you know you're not going to be ripped off by the seller?
你怎么知道你不会被卖家欺骗呢
？How do you know
啊？这里也是你怎么知道？那前面呢是你怎么付款，后面是你怎么知道
？You're not going to be ripped off.
你不会被欺骗
by the seller,
被卖家。这里出现一个短语叫 rip off, 表示宰人、坑人。什么意思呢？比如一个东西它只值15块钱，但是呢我却收了你50，远远的高于这个东西它本身的价值或者是市场价，那这个就叫做 rip off。 OK, you areripped off by me. Okay, you are ripped off by me. 比如说
He ripped me off by charging me extra $50.
他坑了我，多收了我$50。这边的 rip somebody off 就是去坑某人，宰某人。如果这句话当中的主语是被坑的人，那我们要用被动语态。比如说这句话呢，他说他坑了我，那如果我做主语的话呢，就是我被他坑了，所以是
I was ripped off by him. I was ripped off by him.
这里呢用的是一个被动语态，但是例句当中呢，它不是一个被动语态啊，它就是哎，他坑了我，所以是 he ripped me off。那这里的 ripped 它是动词的过去式。好，我们继续看对话。
Well, the website handles a point system.
网站应用点数制。
Point system
点数制，什么叫做点数制呢？其实呢，就是商家的一个分数。在我们淘宝里面、满分是5分，那如果一个商家是 4.8、4.9， 那这个商家的分数就是比较高的，那这个商店呢也是更能够去信任的。那如果一个商店它只有 3.8、3.9， 那你一定会对它产生一些怀疑。所以呢 point system 是用来约束卖家的，也叫做 star system。 star它是那个星星，就是星级制度。有时候呢，它比如说是5颗星或者是4颗星的啊，那这个呢就叫做 star system。下面
，Where if the seller does something wrong, people comment negatively, and then you know that he or she may not be trustworthy。
如果商家出了一些差错，这里 do something wrong。做了一些错的事情，出现了问题。
People comment negatively.
Comment 表示评价、评论。
Negatively
在这里它是做副词，表示负面的。所以 comment negatively 就是给出一些负面的评价，也就是给差评。下面还补充了 negative comment 表示差评。这里的 negative 是形容词，表示负面的。comment 名词表示评价评论，所以 negative comment 它是一个名词性短语，表示差评。而上边的那个 comment negatively 这是一个动词短语，表示给差评。我们看例句。Next time, they make a negative comment, laugh it off and change the conversation. 下次他们再说出那样的话，那样消极的言论，一笑置之，并且呢，换个话题。Successful people don't need to waste time with those negative comments. 成功人士不必要把时间浪费在这些负面消息上。好，这个呢是关于差评，给差评呢叫 comment negatively， 而差评叫 negative comment。我们继续看对话。And then you know that he or she may not be trustworthy. 然后你就知道他或者他的店是否可靠。这里出现呢 trustworthy 表示值得信任的，相当于 reliable。 比如说 Emily is a trustworthy person. Emily 是一个值得信任的人。 OK, let's continue. Wow, that sounds pretty safe. 哇，这听起来非常的安全。 How do you pay? So how do you pay? 那么你怎么支付呢？ Do you need a credit card? 你需要信用卡吗？You can use a credit card or your debit card. 你可以使用信用卡或者是借记卡。那这里的 debit card 表示借记卡，就是你要先把钱存进去，然后呢再使用，就相当于我们的储蓄卡一样 debit card. They also let you use the PayPal system, which is really safe and fast.你也可以使用贝宝支付平台，既安全又快捷。那这里的 PayPal 贝宝，它是全球最大的在线支付平台。I've never had any problems with someone hacking my information or anything. 我从来没有遇到过某个人呢盗取我信息的这样的一个问题。Have problems with.表示在某方面有什么问题。I've never had any problems with someone hacking my information or anything. 这里的 hack 表示侵入某人的计算机，就是相当于黑客一样。所以黑客呢叫做 hacker, H-A-C-K-E-R, hacker. 我们看例句。He was arrested for hacking intoadministrative system. 他因为侵入了行政系统而被逮捕。 OK, 这个是 hack, 表示侵入某人的计算机系统。我们继续看对话。 Do you think I can find a sweater for my dog online? 你认为我能在网上为我的狗买一件毛衣吗？ You can find anything.你什么都能够买到。Are you sure you want to start shopping online, though? 可是你确定你要开始网上购物了吗？ Are you sure? 你确定什么什么吗？它后面其实省略了 that. Are you sure that you want to start? 你想开始做什么事情？ Start doing something 表示开始做什么事情。Start shopping online.开始网上购物。Once you step into this world, there is no turning back. 一旦你步入了这个世界呢，就没有回头路了。Once 在这里呢，它不是表示一次或是曾经，它是表示一旦。Once you step into this world, step 它有跨步走的意思。Step into 就是走入什么什么。Step into this world 就是进入了这样的一个世界。There is no turning back. 没有回头路。那这里的 turning back 表示回头路。我们看例句 If chosen, there is no turning back. 一旦你选择了，就没有回头路了。Okay, that's it for today. 欢迎关注我们的微信公众号以及微信视频号英语主播 Emily, 获取更多免费的英语学习资料和课程。最后我们再来听一下今天的 conversation.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking for a nice pillow on eBay.
You're shopping for a pillow online?That's absurd.
Why? I don't have to leave the house or browse a dozen stores to find what I'm looking for. This way, I just search for it online, quick and easy.
I see. But how do you pay for it? How do you know you aren't going to be ripped off by the seller?
Well, the website handles a point system where if the seller does something wrong, people comment negatively, and then you know that he or she may not be trustworthy.
Wow, that sounds pretty safe. So how do you pay? Do you need a credit card?
You can use a credit card or your debit card. They also let you use the PayPal system, which is really safe and fast. I have never had any problems with someone hacking my information or anything.
Do you think I can find a sweater for my dog online?
You can find anything. Are you sure you want to start shopping online, though? Once you step into this world, there is no turning back.
Let's do it!
Pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando quizás, 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 quizás.